As a young believer, it concerned me that the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, differ from each other. I had been taught that the Bible is the Word of God, and I could not understand how there could be differences between the four Gospels. To my mind, if it was the Word of God, then there should not be any differences between the four Gospels, because God does not speak with four tongues. What I did not understand was that the four Gospels were written by four different writers who gave account of what happened when Jesus came. These four books were written after the events, from the testimony and witnesses of some who walked with Jesus, and also from the eyewitnesses that heard Jesus speak and saw what happened during that time. To better understand this, we read the first verses of the Gospel of Luke, who was also the author of the book of Acts. The Gospel of Luke was addressed to a certain Theophilus. He wrote, Luke 1 verse 1 to 4, "Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile an account of the things accomplished among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and servants of the word, it seems fitting to me as well, having investigated everything carefully from the beginning, to write it out for you in consecutive order, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the exact truth about the things you have been taught." He then goes on to write the rest of the Gospel of Luke. The same man, Luke, also wrote the book of Acts. We read his introduction in Acts, chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. "The first account I composed, Theophilus, about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after he had, by the Holy Spirit, given orders to the apostles whom he had chosen. To these he also presented himself alive after his suffering, by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days, and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God. Gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which, he said, you have heard of from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." He then goes on to write the rest of the book of Acts. Note that he writes in Luke chapter 1 verse 2 to 3, "just as they were handed down to us by those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and servants of the word, it seemed fitting for me as well, having investigated everything carefully from the beginning, to write it out for you in consecutive order, most excellent Theophilus." Thus was written and preserved for us the Gospel of Luke and the book of Acts, written by Luke, not by God. In the same way, the other three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and John, were written, but by no means was everything that Jesus said and did recorded and written down in the Bible, like so many Bible scholars and preachers allege. The writer of the Gospel of John writes in John 21 verse 24 and 25, "This is the disciple who is testifying to these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, which, if they were written in detail, I suppose that even the world itself would not contain the books that would be written." Jesus also said to his disciples, I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of mine and will disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it to you. Jesus is talking about the Holy Spirit that was promised and was given on the day of Pentecost, that we read about also in the book of Acts, chapter 1 and 2. After Jesus ascended to heaven, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, was given to guide those who believe in Jesus and who obey his words, repent and be baptized in water. The Holy Spirit will guide every Spirit-filled believer into all truth. The words of Jesus are the words of eternal life to those who believe in him and obey his commands and teachings. They were recorded by four different people, so that we have four witnesses that confirm and verify the birth, acts, miracles, and words of Jesus. These writings lead us to faith in Jesus. But we must take action and put works to our faith. Obey Jesus. Then he will reveal himself to us as real, and we will know him for real. He will give his Spirit, the Holy Spirit in us, to lead and guide us. Jesus promised this also in John 14, verse 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself to him. We can study the scriptures to learn about Jesus and his commands, which we have to obey to have eternal life. But that is not enough. We have to obey Jesus, repent and be baptized, seek him in prayer, and live according to his commands. Then he will baptize us in the Holy Spirit. He will guide and teach us in all things through his Spirit. But we have to follow and obey him and stay with him until the end to have eternal life. May Jesus bless you.
Jesus Christ is alive and hell is real. I am here to introduce you to Jesus Christ so that you can know him and follow him and have eternal life. Subscribe to my channel to learn more about Jesus. May Jesus bless you.